Oh, she's come undone, all right. And it might be too late. Okay, so one more thing here before I move on from the abortion conversation for this morning. It's so laughable if it wasn't so disgusting how far the left has gone on abortion. I mean, it is so beyond the pale. Remember, a supermajority of Americans, 75% of Americans believe that abortions should not occur after the first trimester. Now, the majority of Americans, I think it was 61%, if I'm not mistaken, believe abortion should be legal. Roe v. Wade should stand. Okay, so let's understand that. But 75% of us believe that it should only be legal in the first trimester. That's a huge number. So when you've got Democrats running around saying abortion should be legal on demand at any time, up to the point of birth, the rest of America goes, wait a second. No, because once you get to that point, the number is beyond 75% even. The number of people that support an abortion up to the moment of birth is less than 10%. It's a small fringe minority that should have their, they should see a doctor to see if they even have a heart or a conscience or a soul at that point. But this continues, and it's so beyond even fringe thinking in America that it's confusing to me. So let's go to Kirsten Gillibrand. She's one of the one percenters in the race to be president of the United States. Thankfully, she never will be. But these policies and comments and positions are still being pushed out there. Kirsten Gillibrand, promoting the far left, kill kids at any age, abortion policy, says being pro-life doesn't even belong in the conversation. You're not even allowed to have this conversation. It's settled science. You fool. What are you, an idiot? What, did you vote for Trump, you moron? You can't have a conversation about abortion in 2019. It's settled. And it's just as bad as racism, by the way. If you don't support the right of a woman to kill her baby, you're just as bad as a dirty racist. I can't make this garbage up. You have to hear it to appreciate it. It's Bite 13 with Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. Go.
We believe in this country in the separation of church and state, and I respect the rights of every American to hold their religious beliefs true to themselves. But our country and our Constitution has always demanded that we have a separation of church and state. And all these efforts by President Trump and other ultra-radical conservative judges and justices to impose their faith on Americans is contrary to our Constitution. And that's what this is. And so I believe that for all of these issues, they are not issues that there is a fair other side. There is no moral equivalency when you come to racism. And I do not believe there's a moral equivalency when it comes to changing laws that deny women reproductive freedom.
I believe in the right of you to have your opinion, but it's completely irrelevant because there's no moral equivalency of my part of the conversation and yours. You're an idiot. You have every right to have your belief. You have every right to have your religious beliefs. It just has no moral equivalency with terminating a viable fetus. Do you get it now? Do you understand? It's pretty clear. That killing a viable fetus has no, there is no respected moral objection to that. There is no intellectual objection to that. It is perfectly right, and for you to think otherwise makes you a fool and akin to racist. Just so we're clear on that. All right, shifting gears. Gasoline prices have been on their way down for a while now, and this headline that I grabbed late yesterday from Fox Business says, Hold up on buying gasoline for a week, and the price could drop an average of 16 cents nationwide. This was from late yesterday. If you fill up a Ford Expedition, by the way, that'd be about $5.36 in savings. So I drive a full-size pickup truck, so that would make sense. It'd save me a bunch of cheese. The problem is the two oil tankers were damaged in a suspected attack in the Gulf of Oman early today. Multiple reports. The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based Fifth Fleet told Reuters it was assisting two tankers in the Gulf of Oman after receiving two distress calls. This is breaking news now. Details of the incident unclear, but one of the operators made an unconfirmed report that a torpedo had hit the ship. Well, as you can imagine, that has a negative impact on oil markets worldwide. If the Iranians are lobbing torpedoes at oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, yes, that would be a bit of a problem. That would have a bit of pressure on world oil prices. And, of course, the community, the world community, would not tolerate that very long at all. By the way, last year at this time, the average price for a gallon of gas was $2.92. That, according to AAA. Today, following an 18% drop in crude oil prices, the average sits at $2.75. So our gas prices are a bit better today than they were 1 year ago. Not as good as they were a couple of years ago, but not bad, really. I mean, you think back to, what was it, the second year, third year of Barack Obama's first term. So we're looking at 2010, 11, 12, in that range there. Gas prices where I live, in the heart of forgotten America, were over $4 a gallon. Now, you figure in a dollar and a half less per gallon over the course of 6 years, over the course of all of that time and miles, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars in savings. And remember, Barack Obama and his administration thought, well, if we can get the price of gas to $5, $6, $7 a gallon, that was kind of the goal, $5, $6, $7 a gallon, people will use less, therefore we'll have less global warming. It would have put a chilling effect on our economy. I mean, America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy, always has. And people say, well, Europe pays this and that for gasoline. That's their choice. Because the cost of a barrel of oil on the world market is the same for France as it is for the United States. That's a fact. So therefore, the only difference in the cost at the pump for gasoline is taxes and fees and all the extra charges that are put on there, period. And besides, America, to push 18-wheelers across Nebraska and across the Dakotas and Montana and across Michigan, these are vast pieces of real estate unlike anything they have in Europe. So if they choose to pay that kind of money in Europe, that's their own problem. That's not our problem. And then, of course, fracking came along and changed it all anyway with the American Energy Revolution that happened despite or in spite of Barack Obama. It's Thursday, the 13th of June. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.